What has happened is that the department has done what's known as a 10 U.S. Code 2807 notification to Congress of an intent to award a contract for design. The contracts for design that we're awarding include projects for the department's comprehensive master plan for the post-BRAC evolution of the remainder of the campus on the Bethesda that was not affected by the BRAC. As those projects complete, there would be needs for increasing power, and so what we're doing is getting ready for the increased power needs of the future.
So what does that require you to do, and what does it require? I guess NIH is across the street that has the substation, so it sounds like they're involved too.
Well, there is PEPCO owns the substation, and they would have to expand their substation. And right now, we've got a target of fiscal year 13 for the completion of those projects.
And so what costs are involved, and who pays for them?
Well, the costs to expand the substation are shared by the Department of Defense based on the power needs that we would have on the campus.
In order to expand that capacity of the PEPCO station, what costs are involved and who pays?
Well, the department pays PEPCO for expanding the capacity if we're going to use it, and we're estimating the cost at $5.4 million in terms of the improvement special costs.
So it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the BRAC expansion, which took place at the Bethesda facility incorporating Walter Reed, took the power capacity up to its max.
There is some reserve capacity that we maintain, but we cannot do any new projects for the future without expansion.
And what are some of the projects that are planned for the future?
Well, there is a comprehensive master plan that Congress required, and the department sent that report over in April of 2010 with a supplement of in August of 2010. And, in fact, if people would like to see that, it's on our website at capmed.mil under Reports to Congress, and it's called the Comprehensive Master Plan. Some of the projects that are in there include a new clinical building here on the Bethesda campus to achieve the world-class standard that Congress mandated for the delivery of medical care here. Some of the significant changes that they require are the move to all single patient rooms, that the operating rooms and their infrastructure meet a world-class standard. And so as we move, trying to take the opportunity to make sure that we meet some of the other standards that Congress has required as well. There is also on the website the report that a Defense Health Board subcommittee provided in a mandated report to Congress that described for the first time what those world-class requirements are. And those world-class requirements are now incorporated into statute.
We're speaking with Vice Admiral John Madison. He's the commander of the Joint Task Force National Capital Region Medical. Is it safe to say that for a given facility with a given amount of square footage of buildings, that medical facilities consume more electricity per unit of space than other types of facilities, say just offices?
Yes, I think that's very safe to say. We have some extraordinary power requirements and in terms of the technology that we use for instance, imaging, magnetic resonance imaging and other imaging, but just running a facility and making sure that patient safety comes first, we have to meet all of those standards.
Have there been any other surprises as you've moved into the facility, as Walter Reed has been incorporated and these new buildings have been opened up and made useful?
I think that we've really brought together the world-class capabilities from Walter Reed and the world-class capabilities from Bethesda to expand and enhance the patient care delivery that we've got towards the world-class standard that's part of what we have to do by the congressional mandate. I'll give you a couple of examples. One is a comprehensive cancer center that we've put together. We had a lot of cancer centers of excellence, but we've brought them together under the leadership of Colonel Craig Shriver. And we're working with the National Institutes of Health, National Cancer Institute, to work towards designation, NCI designation, as a comprehensive cancer center, which would be the first within the DOD.
So the electrical problem hasn't really set back all of that activity related to BRAC and standing up the facilities you have now.
No, we're providing services at the level within the Capital Region that we did before. The infrastructure that was here, the power infrastructure for electric and cooling, sufficient to take care of the current requirements. But as we expand the facility's infrastructure in the future, we will need more power. Our electric bill is going to go up.
How's it going otherwise? I mean, you've had all sorts of traffic discussions and building costs and so forth and moving over lots of people. How would you rate the progress so far now, just a couple of weeks in?
Well, we've our primary interest and concern is for the wounded warriors that we care for here, and their move over from Walter Reed to Bethesda and from Walter Reed to Fort Belvoir went exceptionally smoothly. Their families have moved over as well, and we're proud to be able to say that the new lodging that they have here is completely ADA compliant, and moreover, it's warrior compliant. So we're making sure that we meet all of their needs, and that has been extraordinarily satisfying for all of the staff.
And the medical staff, they're satisfied with the facilities. It must be great for the Walter Reed people to have such shiny new surroundings.
The Walter Reed staff, in moving over, and I'm thinking once again of the Wounded Warriors and what was formerly known as the MATSE, where the amputee care and rehabilitation went on, now has much more space. Their prosthetics laboratory is about twice the size of what it was over at Walter Reed, and they're just doing terrific work here, and they're very happy in their new spaces.
And the Army and Navy getting along okay?
The Army and the Navy always get along okay. One of the things that they say in the operating rooms in particular is, you can't tell whether somebody's Army or Navy when they're in scrubs in the operating room.
Anything else you wanted to add or tell us that's going on we should know?
There are a couple of accomplishments of the BRAC that I'd like to to tout.
Please.
One of the great accomplishments that we had during the BRAC was being able to fulfill the guaranteed placement program for the 2,200 civilian personnel that are employed were employed at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. So to keep them providing care to the wounded, ill, and injured coming back out of theater, the department instituted the guaranteed placement program, and we were able to find a placement in the current hospitals that exist after the BRAC at Bethesda and Fort Belvoir, and keep our covenant with those workers as well as the wounded warriors.
All right, excellent.
It's one of the things I think that we're proudest of, provided the workforce for yesterday and the workforce for tomorrow. The skilled civilian workforce that we have is crucial to us being able to accomplish our mission here in the NCR.